I want to show you now some live pictures from Vatican City, where crowds are expected to gather in the coming hours after news of the death of former Pope Benedict XVI. The Vatican has said his body will be taken to St. Peter's Basilica, where it'll be lying in state from Monday. Let's now speak to historian Alberto Tonini, who joins us from Florence in Italy. Thank you very much for speaking to us. We were somewhat expecting this news because the current pope had said that former Pope Benedict's health had considerably deteriorated in the last few weeks. I want to ask you first about the protocols here, because I know that the Catholic Church has very strict protocols in place after the death of its leader. But what happens with an ex-pope? Do the same protocols apply to a retired pope?
Yes, probably yes, even it's something very new for the Catholic Church and for the protocol of the Catholic Church. So we really don't know exactly what we can expect, but the most possible solution is to maintain the same protocol that they used to have with the ordinary pope, let's say. So probably nothing new in this respect.
Pope Benedict, former Pope Benedict in 2013, became the first pope in 620 years to step down from the role. He cited old age at the time, ill health. Tell us more about him. He was, of course, a brilliant scholar, and I understand he had a lot of influence in the Catholic Church. What was his worldview?
Well, he was mainly a scholar, as you correctly mentioned, mainly a scholar than a real leader, in sense that he was not very comfortable speaking to a large audience or acting as a political leader. So he maintained this scholar profile. He was a thinker, a philosopher, and he liked to maintain this activity also during the 8 years of his papacy. And so his influence was mainly an influence of a philosopher, of a theologist, mm-hmm. more than a leader. And this was well received by some sections and some groups in the Catholic Church, less well received by other groups in the same Catholic Church.
But he had somewhat of a mixed legacy, didn't he, after he resigned in 2013 over his handling of the sexual abuse scandal in the Catholic Church. He had promised when he became pope to reform, he'd apologize to the victims. Did any of it happen?
Yeah. He was involved, not personally, of course, but as the head of the Catholic Church. So with the very, very controversial issue of sexual abuse, and also, you may remember, financial scandals in the Holy See. And so these probably were among the reasons he decided to resign, to step down, because he realized he was not really the best person to take responsibility and to find a solution to both the sexual abuse scandal and also the financial issues that arise during his papacy.
Now, if you're just joining us on Al Jazeera, we are covering the death of former Pope Benedict XVI. The Vatican announced that the Pope Emeritus died Saturday at 9:34 a.m. We are talking to Alberto Tonini, a historian, about this, looking at the legacy of the former Pope. You talked about the scandals there, Alberto, and his papacy was also prone to gaffes and scandals, the financial scandals that you mentioned. How did he manage the bureaucracy of the Vatican, and what do you think the Catholic Church will remember him most for?
He was really in great difficulties with the Vatican bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. He was an outsider, in a sense, because, as you know, he was of German origin, so he had a little familiarity with the Roman Church, let's say. And so this was one of the problems, and he relied on some Italian bishops, let's say, and cardinals to help him in this dimension, in the management of the Holy See and the bureaucracy. But this resulted in a very weak leadership by Benedict, and so from this perspective, his legacy was a very difficult one, with which the current Pope had to cope during the last 9 years.
Yeah, the current Pope, Paul Francis, himself publicly shared the news of his predecessor's worsening health a few days ago. What was the relationship like between the two men? Because they clearly had very different worldviews.
Yeah. Very different background, very different approach, but personally, the relationship among the two were very, very warm, very good, and very sympathetic, let's say, because they are, both of them are very brilliant persons and very smart persons. And so these allow them also to overcome the mutual differences and to have a very nice personal relations also during these last years, during these last weeks. Pope Francis met more than once the Benedict during these last weeks, as far as we know. And so from the personal point of view, they were, I could say, good friends.
Thank you very much, Alberto Tonini, for speaking to us and talking to us there about the legacy of former Pope Benedict, who has died at the Vatican today at the age of 95. The news was announced by the Holy See Press Office a short while ago, saying that the Pope Emeritus died at 9:34 a.m. on Saturday. His health had deteriorated considerably over the last few days, with the current Pope Francis himself sharing the news about his predecessor's worsening health and asking the general audience to pray for him. To pray for the Pope Emeritus. He was leader, Pope Benedict, leader of the Catholic Church for fewer than 8 years, resigned in 2013, the first pope to do so in some 600 years. We'll have continuing coverage of this throughout the day here on Al Jazeera as we watch those live pictures of Vatican City, where crowds are expected to gather today throughout the afternoon after hearing the news of Pope Benedict's death.